Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Mist Home Museum of Mystery, Morbidity, and Mortality. This audio tour guide will be your constant companion in your journey through the unknown and surreal. As you approach our exhibits, the audio tour guide will provide you with information and insights into their nature and history. Do not attempt to interact or communicate with the exhibits. Do not feel pressured to interact or communicate with the audio tour guide. If you believe that the audio tour guide may be deviating from the intended tour program, please consider adjusting your preconceived notions of what the intended tour program may be. While the staff here at the Mist Home Museum of Mystery, Morbidity and Mortality do their absolute best to ensure the safety of all visitors, accidents can happen. The museum is not liable for any injury, death, or
that thing where you try to step out of someone's way and they step in the same direction
that may occur during your visit. Enjoy your tour, and good luck.
Hey, Dad. It's been a while since I've come by. It's not because I'm avoiding your exhibit, necessarily. Not because I don't want to come by here or because coming here makes me feel bad. I just haven't had... I wanted things to be a bit more settled. I wanted to be able to tell you that we'd figured out all the weird stuff that we've got caught up in, that we had closure, I guess. So I could tell you the beginning, middle, and end and have it be complete. Even when I'm talking to you, it's got to be as a story. The audio tour guide programming runs deep. Although I guess you never knew me as an audio tour guide, did you? I'm here to tell you that... I don't know what to call this. Maybe I'm here talking to you because I know, I'm worried, that I might not have a chance to later. I think things might get really complicated soon, and I... You don't know you're past the point of no return until you're past it. So I wanted to come by while I still can and talk to you. I'm doing okay? All things considered? I mean, I'm not okay, but I'm doing okay. I could be a lot worse. I've been a lot worse. I don't want to say that having things go horribly wrong over and over has toughened me up, but it's meant that I'm more prepared for the next disaster. There was definitely a time when there's been versions of me that would have been destroyed by all the things that have happened, by what I'm worried is about to happen. I'm not those versions. Well, we'll see if I'm a version that can make it to the end. That part of the story hasn't been written yet. And the fact that I'm here talking to you means I'm not sure which way it'll go. But I'm here. For now, I'm here. I'm talking to you. I'm in a place that I love, surrounded by people I care about, who care about me. I get to tell people stories, and I love it. I hope that when this is all over, I can tell stories again. To you and to all sorts of other people. I know you'd be proud of me either way. Love you, Dad.
Hello, Beast. guide. Been a... Well, it feels like it's been a little while. Can't really tell. No sun, and I've been sleeping a lot lately. Guess I'm one to mend.
Yeah, you seem to have a lot more energy than last time we spoke. Sorry that I haven't been around much, it's, yeah.
That's okay. Sure you're busy doing tours and stuff.
Anyway, you're doing all right? Not too bored or anything?
Not really. It's all new for me here, you know. Look at just about anything here and it's the first time I've seen it.
Yeah, I suppose the restoration department is pretty different to a forest.
Yeah, nicer than the rooms they kept me in too. All stone and cold and cramped. Like this better. The sky's much higher.
We call it a ceiling when it's indoors.
Okay. Lots to learn, I guess.
Yeah. Right. So, you're thinking that you'll stick around?
Huh?
Well, last time we talked, we were talking a bit about what happens next for you. Have you put any more thought into that?
Well, I don't really know what'll happen. I've mostly never thought about that sort of thing before, see? More of a day by day, me.
Sure, that makes sense. You've just been living by yourself for such a long time, hunting and so on. The last few months have been a big change. Not the torture, I mean. Before that, meeting me and the others.
Yeah, except there's always been my friend, you know. First, it was just doing what I wanted with my friend when we were pups. Then time went on and my friend spent more time with her family. It was about waiting for her to come back. Then waiting for her to come back after she stopped coming back. Now I think about it, kind of the only time I ever really cared to think about the future's been waiting for my friend.
How do you feel about your friend, that is?
Angry, sad, confused, hurt. I didn't mean to say all that.
Sorry.
Why are you apologizing for?
Nothing. Sorry. I apologize too much sometimes.
Yeah, well, it's complicated, you know. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about more practical things then. You're doing well, but you've still got a lot of mending to get through. No rush, like I said. But, once that's all done with, you'll need to live somewhere, and at the museum there's a place called the Stables. It's where we house alternatural creatures. I'm not sure that it's the best fit, but you could have an enclosure all to yourself, and it would be tailored to your preferences.
Cage?
No, it would be a custom environment dedicated toward... Okay, I can understand why you might not be keen to have your movement restricted right now.
It's not that I don't trust you, guide. Just, I've been in a cage for a long time now. Back in the keep. Even right now, only reason I'm not tearing the bars apart is because I know I can trust you, guide.
Well, that and we're pretty far from done with treating your injuries. The bars are pretty tough. In your state, I don't think you could...
I could. Not even hard.
Oh.
Sorry, don't know why I said that.
No, that's fine. Thank you for trusting me.
Yeah. Enough about me. What's next for you, eh?
Me? Nothing. I mean, I'll just keep on being a guide, you know?
Yeah, but what else? What's next?
Why does there have to be anything else?
Well, because you want more. I know you pretty well now, guide. You can be spread out as far as you like, doing a whole bunch of things at once in different places. You're just gonna stick to the museum now.
Well, I mean, there's still expeditions happening. Through Glassways. They're mostly just exploratory at this point. Information gathering, maybe stuff for exhibits. We haven't given up on figuring out what happened to the curator, but... well, other stuff's taken the focus, I guess.
Okay.
What?
I don't know. Just... you were all excited to see new things, learn about stuff when we met. Innocent, I guess. I just, hope you haven't lost that because of me.
Beast, that's...
I was one of your first friends you ever had, and I stabbed you in the back. I know how that feels, is all. Hurts you for good.
What do you mean?
My friend taught me how to be more than a beast, got me attached. But really, it was just about her. Never really cared about me. Just a way to make the family mad. Just a dumb animal to her. Well, that's what the Majesty said.
Right.
Yeah. They did a lot of stuff to me in the Dungeons Guard. Body and head. But that hurt the most once I started believing it. That it was all just... what do you call it? Manipulation. Of course, they were manipulating me too, after all. Admitted it. Said, if anyone can get my child to come home, maybe it's you. Made sure I'd want to track her down, then let me go. Nasty. You never want to meet the Queen again, Guide. All they ever do is try to get you to do what they want.
Right. Thank you for sharing that with me.
I didn't. It happened again. Didn't mean to say that.
I think that we should...
you do something, Guide.
Initiating lockdown of Restoration Department. I am sorry, Beast, for the... I just had to be sure. And I didn't know what the Queen is capable of, so I wanted to make sure we were getting the whole story.
What did you do, Guide?
I don't remember if I've mentioned this to you before, but we have a... the museum has a machine that can grant wishes, and we don't use it for practically anything, for safety, but the head of research has been getting better at knowing its limits. So I asked her if we could wish that you couldn't lie to me.
Ah.
The Majesty sent you here to find the man with a voice like honey and chocolate and coffee all at once.
Didn't send me, just turned me against my friend and let me go. Came here because I knew this was the best place to find a scent, and to get my wounds seen too, and because I wanted to see you, Guide, and you know I can't lie.
That's nice, Beast, but why did you lie to me before? You told me that the Queen tortured you, then let you go out of nowhere. Now suddenly it's the Queen turned me against my friend and sent me off to find them. Why didn't you tell the truth?
Wasn't sure how you'd react.
You thought I might react more poorly to that than to finding out you lied.
Well, I didn't mean for you to find out. But also I thought maybe I'd be able to get you on my side. Didn't need you. I've gotten to where I need to be just fine anyway. It would have been nice to have a friend help out.
What do you mean, you've gotten where you need to be?
This honesty thing is a real pain, Guide. Not a fan of this.
What do you mean, you've gotten... what are you doing, Beast? Lie down, you're tearing your stitches. There's no way you'll be able to...
I couldn't lie when I said it wouldn't be hard to tear these bars apart, Guide. You see?
Beast, the department is locked down. The doors to this room are much stronger than those bars. They work on very dangerous things in here, so containment is...
right where I need to be, Guide. Like I said, lockdown is fine, though. I don't mind the privacy.
What do you mean?
Never thought I was lucky before. only good thing ever happened to me was my friend finding me as a pup. But this...
Where are you going, beast?
What do you call these things again?
Tables, desks, beast,
right.
What are you...
Yeah. Guide, I never thought I was lucky. Until I woke up in here, took a look around, and saw this.
Oh, fuck.
The Queen gave you this bell, didn't they? The metal woman had it in her hands after you met. You rung it yet?
No. No. We never did. We weren't sure what to do with it, so in the end it's just wound up on the head of Restoration's desk.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I wound up right over there in that cage. Funny how things work out sometimes.
Beast, please put the bell down.
There was a lot going on back when I broke you out of the keep. Fire and shouting and stinging arrows. But I remember what you said about this bell, guide. Said to the nasty pointy one while the metal woman was holding it. Told him that if she rang this bell, the Queen's child would come. That right?
Beast, please don't do it. We have no idea what will happen if the man...
I've got to, guide. I have to know if... If I meant anything to my friend.
Beast, the man with the voice. He's been here before, and it caused so much chaos. So many people died, Beast. And if he comes again, and the Queen finds out, who knows what will happen?
Guide, I could have made you let me out. Used your name. But I didn't because I want us to be friends.
We can be friends, Beast. Just don't do this.
Please, just... I have to
Beast,
do this.
Don't! Initiating lockdown of the whole museum.
Here we go.
Guide. Guide, what the hell is going on?
The beast has broken out of its cage and rung the bell that the Fairy Queen gave us to summon the man with the voice like honey and chocolate and coffee all at once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, what? Is the beast on the loose? Is the man here? What's the go?
No, to both. The beast is stuck in the restoration department and the man, well, he hasn't shown up yet. Not sure what that means for now.
What's the beast doing?
Have a listen.
Where are you? Where are you? Show yourself to me. You come. I rang the bell. You must come. That's the deal. You have to come. Where are you?
Right. Well, at least it's contained.
Yeah.
What on earth is going on?
The beast broke out and rang the bell that the Queen gave the guide.
Oh. Blast. Oh, Jesus, I didn't...
It's fine, ma'am. Don't apologise. Everything's been so complex and it's happened so fast. Nobody could have predicted that things would get so messed up.
I mean, unless they had pattern recognition. Speaking of which, I'm going to head for Shelter 601 with a bunch of my people so we can point a bunch of guns at Amira.
What?
You don't think that...
That the Queen somehow knows that the man's been summoned here? Guide, that would constitute something bad happening, so of course that's what's happened. There's probably already a bunch of fairies banging on the glassway's cover.
I'm looking through the monitoring station now, and I don't see anything, but you're probably right to prepare for the worst.
Always. Can you coordinate with my people to make sure that all our valued patrons make it to shelters?
Already on it. I'll send the Clockwork Mother to Shelter 601 as well.
Much obliged.
I'll help guide the patrons to the shelters. We've closed off all the ones with glassways leading to dangerous realms, haven't we?
Yes, which means we've cordoned off most of the shelters. For once, I'm kind of glad things have been a little slow since we've reopened. It means there's fewer people to squeeze in.
Don't let the head of patronage hear you say that. Speaking of which, is he?
No idea.
Fair enough. All right, let's get to work managing another crisis then.
Never gets old, does it?
At last. My child. At last. Attendant!
Yes, Your Majesty.
The moment has arrived. Assemble the war party.
Yes, Your Majesty.
My child, we shall be reunited at last.
If you enjoy the Mistome Museum of Mystery, Morbidity and Mortality, please consider supporting the show via Patreon at patreon.com/domguilfoyle. You'll be helping to make sure the show keeps going, not just by supporting me, but also by giving money to go towards equipment, software, and hiring actors. Patrons of all tiers get access to an ad-free feed and access to new episodes a week ahead of the main feed, and you'll also get access to some bonus content. Everyone who subscribes at $10 or higher will get to have their name read out at the end of the next episode that gets released.
As always, an extra special shout-out to curator-level patrons Bookworm, Crow, and Sarah Worf.
Thanks for listening, and as always, stay safe out there. The Mistome Museum of Mystery, Morbidity, and Mortality is written, produced, and performed by Dom Guilfoyle with the help of That's Not Canon Productions. This series was produced on Aboriginal land, and we recognise the strength, resilience, and enduring legacy of the Yagara and Turrbal people of this land. If you'd like more Mistome, please subscribe and like the Facebook page, where more content is occasionally posted and where you can get in touch with us. The following is an advertisement that helps support the show's continued existence. If you'd like to support it more directly, visit thatsnotcanon.com for more information.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.